Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Typically, Ken, in today's day and age in basketball, we go right to the box score, we look at three-point shooting, and we always talk about that being the difference. And yesterday, the Cavs were 13 of 42. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City, they went cold in the fourth when the game was over, but they had 18 makes, so they had the edge behind the three-point line. But that wasn't the stat that I think spoke to me and was the most telling. It was turnovers. And Oklahoma City only turned the ball over six times. The Cavs were 21. 21. You're just going to win zero of those games. If there's anything approaching that,
terrible.
The rest of the way, you can just chalk it up to a loss. Doesn't even matter. It's really tough to even shoot your way out of that. And that was the issue, I think, coming out of the gates yesterday, very early on. Big reason, and we told you this last week before they played Oklahoma City the very first time, Nobody has more defenders. Nobody has more length and physicality, especially if the officials are going to allow it, than Oklahoma City. And it's something that Kenny Atkinson acknowledged after the game.
It felt like seven pit bulls out there. You know, not five, seven. And they were clawing and scratching and reaching in a good sense, right? Like they were just, their speed and athleticism, you know, they kind of toppled us over. I mean, it was that simple.
So I don't understand. I see people online, well, that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. Nobody has the personnel that Oklahoma City has until you get to potentially Oklahoma City in the finals, which would be awesome if we get to play Oklahoma City in the finals, because it means that we vanquished the Boston Celtics, most likely. Boston is the other team that has a bunch of guys that they can throw at Darius and Donovan, but nothing like the Thunder. The Thunder is at a completely different level. So, Kenny, that's partly why I'm not losing my mind. They're 34-6, and we've beaten all the good teams this year.
I don't really worry. I worry about, you know, if I'm taking it too easy, I guess. I worry about that. But the only, everything else, it's like, gosh, they're 34-6. I got to beat Boston before I get to Oklahoma City again. I did just remember OK Klee?
Yes.
It's part of history we'd rather forget. Now, what happens if we play Oklahoma City in the finals? What do we do with that? Have any of the t-shirt companies thought about this?
Oof. Well, there was also the Mavaliers. Don't forget about that.
Well, if we play Dallas in the finals, we'll discuss that. Then we have an interesting history with Kyrie Irving, but One step at a time here.
Moving on, as we are getting closer to the national championship game on Monday night. Truth be told, Kenny, I wish that game was tonight.
Yeah,
I know they would. I know they wouldn't want to do that, even though I think they'd get a higher rating tonight than they would get on Monday. Am I wrong on that? Maybe some network executives would say I'm wrong.
I always thought they would, but the thing's been going on forever. And somebody brought up that they should do it. They should have done it last night because of the inauguration on Monday. And I'm like, well, President Trump's a pretty big football fan. I think he's perfectly fine with, should say President-elect Trump, soon to be President Trump. By the time that game goes down, he's going to be president. He's a pretty big football fan. I think he'd be fine with the kickoff.
Is the inauguration during the day?
Yes.
So what does that have to do with the national championship?
I don't know. Apparently it takes it away. Takes away some of the focus on the inauguration. Okay.
All right.
He might be missing it, because don't you have a ball afterwards?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I think he's been having a ball since the election. This game is rapidly approaching, and I wouldn't call it a war of words, because I think there is a lot of mutual respect between these two teams, maybe not with Lou Holtz and Ryan Day, but between these two teams, especially the Marcus Freeman situation, being a former Buckeye. But there's been a lot of talk, will Notre Dame have the courage to play man-to-man defense, which is what they've done all year. Texas did not, and it worked out for them. They had that game very, very close into the fourth quarter, and Jeremiah Smith was not to be heard from because of that bracketed zone coverage. Well, Leonard Moore, a fantastic All-American freshman corner from Notre Dame, he told you exactly what they plan to do.
I think definitely a lot of teams have went to the zone mindset with playing them. I think Penn State played at least a man, because that's their identity. But I think that going into this game, we're not going to change who we are. We're going to play man coverage like we do every week. We're going to go out there and challenge the receivers.
Now, you would think that would be music to the ears of Chip Kelly, Jeremiah Smith, Will Howard, and the Buckeyes. Kenny, is this a mind game? Are they telling you what they're going to do? Remember, Brady Quinn came on with us and said,
they will
show you man. They will play man. But they also have a lot of ways they can deviate off of that.
If you guys play man against Ohio State, you have signed your own death warrant.
Is that like Ohio State running the football between the tackles against Michigan?
Yes. If you go ahead and you do that, you see how that works out. You play man. And you got great athletes. You got much better athletes than you've had in a long time. And I agree with Brady Quinn. Jeremiah Love, arguably, I don't think he's the best, arguably the best running back of the in college football. He's had those injuries. You got great players, but come on, guys. Let's not be silly. Let's not be silly. You're going to have to bracket. You're going to have to do some things here.
Because, you know, Jeremiah Smith heard that, and it's like, whoa, all right, because he had no chance last week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here, my Smith grown man.
He had maybe one ball that he had the opportunity to get and kind of slipped through his hands. Other than that, I mean, it freed up. Think about how it freed up Tate, how it allowed that Travion Henderson screen to go to the house because of so much attention.
Maybe I'll be wrong. I just think that's not a smart thing to say. I don't want to say the young man's dumb. I don't want to say that the coaches are dumb. I may say it on Tuesday morning because that would be a dumb thing to do.
All right. A lot of talk about college football and how to tinker with the playoff, how to tinker with the schedule. A game that we adore. I tell you every year I watch all the pregame hoopla. And then, you know, 5 minutes into the game, I'm kind of out. You watch the whole game. Army-Navy. And I remember reading about this game. John Feinstein, a Civil War when I was really young. It was one of my prized possessions. This game means so much. Yet, there's a lot of chatter from media that cover college football that there needs to be a change here. Because when you're playing a national championship, you know, darn near the end of January, and the ratings have dipped. The ratings have gone down. People are saying you're just playing these games way too late into the year. Listen to what Joel Klatt, who's done a lot of Ohio State games, Joel Klatt, NFL analyst on Fox, had this to say about Army and Navy.
I believe that the Army-Navy game is one of the most special events that we have in our country, and it's getting pinched where it's at. It's getting pinched by the Heisman. It's getting pinched by the playoff. We now play a bowl game on the same day. Army-Navy needs to start the football season. Week zero of football. And mind you, I didn't say college and I didn't say the NFL. It's because it's both. We could showcase it, man, in August and really kick things off early.
So that was Joe Klatt on his podcast. And that's sacrilegious to many, but I'm hearing more and more people. I mean, I heard Wetzel and 40 talking about needing to move the game too. It does it ratings wise, it does well, but it doesn't do the gangbusters.
Nearly 10 million people watching that game for Army Navy. You find me another. Now they're better programs than they were, but for a long time, they were both 3-win teams going into that football game. Mm-hmm. You find me a game where there's 3-win teams.
It doesn't get a rating that is so high that it's untouchable.
I've never used this phrase. I don't think in real life or on the air. I think the media needs to go touch some grass. It's Army-Navy. It means more. I know the SEC likes that term. It means more. The game goes at the end of the year. If you want to play other games on that day,
that's what I'm thinking.
You play other games at night. I understand it, but there's one game on at that time.
They've tried to make it so special that it's its only game really that day, although they did add a bowl game recently to that, but it's not a significant bowl game. Why can't you still play a playoff game or two playoff games that day?
You know, you guys, high school football is starting in the summer now, guys, to get their season in, because they had to add another playoff game because they just had to, because we don't have enough one-win football teams playing juggernauts in Division I, but, you know, that's for another day. Start the college football season a week earlier. Just start it earlier. You figure it out. You guys want the TV money? You figure it out.
One final note, Kenny. Bob Uecker has passed away at the age of 90. Of course, the Hall of Fame broadcaster is known for appearing in TV shows and movies.
Was on Mr. Belvedere?
Mr. Belvedere.
Frequent contributor to Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the trilogy of Major League. I don't remember him from Major League 3 because I think I only saw it once.
I don't even know if I saw that.
It's forgettable, and I like to pretend that it never happened. However, I'm sure he was the highlight of it. I don't remember. He was, for a lot of people, the saving grace of Major League 2. I think Jack Partman's a great character in Major League 2, and of course, Major League. Him and Monty up in the booth, fantastic. His exuberance, I mean, just... Because I didn't know, when I was a small... I saw Major League, and some people are going to roll their eyes, or they're going to pop their eyes. I saw Major League for the first time when I was 5 years old. Five-year-olds should not be watching Major League. I was 5 years old. My parents were pretty open about stuff, and I'm an only child, you know what I mean? And I did not know that... I thought Bob Uecker was just an actor. Again, Mr. Belvedere, Johnny Carson, Saturday Night Live, WrestleMania. I just thought he was an actor. I did not realize he had done Brewers games at that time for 20 years and then did it for the next 30. So that was a surprise to me. And I'm like, oh, this is what a good actor. Well, yeah, he's a play-by-play guy. Of course he can do this. He's very good at that.
And he obviously has been in high esteem. He's been a legend, you know, since the day I was born. The guy was already a legend. I wish he had more characters in the broadcast booths. I know they're always nervous to do that. The Dennis Miller fiasco, even though I still found him funny at that time. Yeah. I just think you could get a little more creative, especially when it comes to, there's so many baseball and basketball games. This isn't the NFL. Like, there's so many games. Why can't we have more characters during these broadcasts? Do we really need to have journalistic integrity for 162?
Well, I disagree with you. There's guys who can do it, and then there's guys who try to do it, and they can't do it. Like, there's only going to be one Bill Walton. At least for a while. And then eventually John Fanta will take over, and then he'll be the play-by-play guy who also brings in the sideshow, which we love John, but he's a barrel of laughs. You see him slip on the sidewalk, I think, in New York?
Yes, I did.
Outstanding.